Welcome back to another edition of Common Sense Uncensored with your host, Mark Rusted. Thanks for tuning in. Have you been putting off that remodel or something new around your house long enough? Let Executive Properties get it done. Executive Property does all types of commercial residential work, kitchens, bathrooms, doors, siding, concrete, cabinets, trim, tile, you get the idea. Executive Properties will take the time, listen to what you want, and do it correctly. You'll be dealing with Barry Romo. Barry is exceptional. I have used them over the years many, many a times. And why don't we also consider calling them for your snow removal? They also take care of my snow removal, my different apartments. And I never have yet to get a dissatisfied tenant call. They usually come in at about 4 in the morning and people are pissed. And that has not happened. Those guys get out there right away in the morning and get her handled. Their phone number is 701-330-1273. Or check out the website at www.executiveproperties.org. And there's a testimonial. They will call you back even if they don't do that type of work. They will, and if they don't, they will refer you to somebody that does. Barry will bid, prep, do the job, start to finish. No middleman, just Executive Properties. Book now for spring before it's too late. And I could not recommend that more. Tell them Mark Rusted sent you. Today on the show, I have with me Adam Nordenstrom. Adam and I feel very similar about the direction the school board is taking when it comes to masking our young children. Adam and I kind of connected because his wife works at a restaurant that me and my wife enjoy going to, and so we've had her many, many a times, and she's also must be kind of a badass because I'm pretty sure she served us the night before she gave birth to her child. And so I wish Adam congratulations on having a basically a brand new newborn baby. Boy, everybody happy and healthy, Adam?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Pull that microphone right up to your, there you go.
Very much so. Yep, everybody's doing great.
That's the most important thing. Make sure everyone's good to go. And it's, well, you've got other kids too, so you know how much fun it is to raise them, especially from start to finish. Basically, Adam spoke at a school board meeting last Monday, Adam?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And in that meeting, it became very apparent that they were not interested in having Adam finish his thought. And so I reached out to Adam and said, hey, I've got a little platform here. If you'd like to finish your thought, you can finish it on Common Sense Uncensored. I agree with his take on it. But before we get into, you know, what he was allowed to say and what he wasn't allowed to finish saying at the school board meeting, you have an interesting background that you briefly mentioned in that little clip that they before they cut you off so rudely. And I want to expound on that. That sounded quite interesting. And so I'm going to flip the camera back to you. And why don't you give us your background?
Yeah. So I grew up out in just the north side of Los Angeles, Santa Clarita Valley. It's actually a really nice valley. It's a great place to be from. There was a huge influx when I was in high school from a lot of kids that were from the inner city problems from the downtown LA high schools and whatnot. So you'd get a lot of kids that came in that were gang-affiliated, whether it was Mexican Mafia or Matas Truche or even a lot of Bloods, Crips. All of them came into our high schools. And it just became a breeding ground for, well, now we can get more controlling territories because we've now got our affiliated gang members coming into these other cities. And most of these kids, when they grow up, they listen to a one rap album, and it has them hooked. I mean, they're the gang life, the drug life, the everything. It's so thug. It's so gangster. Well, that really is super detrimental to children in society today because they're so victimhood mentality that something that makes them feel empowered such as that is absolutely detrimental to the rest of their life. So it brought in a lot of gang problem, a lot of drug problem, a lot of weapons problems. Like I said, great city, but all the BS that comes with it, it you can't hide from it in California. Unless you're a city official who makes enough money to live in proper areas.
So the gangs that were, as the school districts expanded or whatever, the gang members that began going to your schools kind of looked at this as a way to expand territory and create more chaos amongst each other. I mean, it's probably fair to assume that many of these gangs don't love one another that much. So
No. A lot of shootings just in, you know, San Fernando Valley and Burbank and all the rest of the different places. A lot of it's all, you know, these, a lot of these gangs are black on black gangs. You know, it's, they're shooting at their own people. They're killing their own people on a, I mean, look at Chicago. Was it last year? It was almost 500 homicides. And then the most of it was all not racially advertent to being black towards white or white towards black. I mean, if you look at the statistic, it was like over 90% was black on black crime in those inner cities. And I think if the cities would take more initiative to take the funding that they do get, oh, we'll help the inner city community until it comes time to hand out that money. There's no programs they build for these kids. There's nothing. They just tell them, oh, go to school. You know, if you can't, find a way to make it. Well, that's where that thug life mentality comes in, because they listen to every rapper who's a billionaire, millionaire, that's got contracts with all the big companies. They made it, so I'll just take that route. Well, to get to that point, I mean, what do you got to? You got to become a soldier first. What do soldiers do? What they're told. So a lot of these young kids, I mean, I was friends with kids when I was 14 years old that were already selling drugs and have already shot people and stabbed people. I mean, to go to my background again, you know, I was stabbed twice when I was 15, had my jaw broken. Missing all my molars down here on this side and the one up here. I got stabbed twice in the stomach. Had my head broke open with a bat, shoulder, ribs. Been attacked numerous times growing up.
There's probably almost nobody listening to this that could say the same.
Yeah.
You know, up here, we don't get exposure to that type of lifestyle. And I don't, for whatever reason, probably likely the weather.
Yeah.
You know, and because we're not a big population center, and I would assume that a lot of the reason we're not, you know, because it's a great place to do business is, you know, North Dakota, but yep. A lot of people won't live here because it fucking cold. Sucks in the wintertime.
Yeah. <know?
laughs> I mean, I'm not breaking any news to anybody here, but I mean, you know, I am 39 and I, in the wintertime, my knees and hips, I feel like I'm 89.
Yep.
You know, it's just, it sucks. And so I'm guessing that's why a lot of the people growing up here weren't exposed to that nonsense, because, you know, with millions of more people comes millions of more problems.
One, the biggest thing about North Dakota that I've noticed since I moved here is how family oriented everything is, and how this, a lot of the smaller cities, like we lived in Devil's Lake for 10 years, and everybody there is so centered around getting people together and having a good time. That's what it is here, up there, or down there, I should say, in California. You get too many people together in one room, it is bound to pop off.
Really?
And I've watched it happen way too many times. A buddy of mine was murdered back in 2007. It was just a garage party.
Jesus.
But he was stabbed 12 times in the neck, 12 times in the chest, 5 in the neck, 2 in the arm, 1 in the hand. Kid got hit with a bicycle chain, slit his entire face open. You could see his cheekbone. And
just from a garage get-together?
Yeah, it was just a party, but it was one kid's from this side of town, a group of kids from this side of town, and once an argument broke out, someone threw a beer bottle, and after that, it was just fist flying.
No kidding.
And where I grew up at, I mean, we all carry brass knuckles, butterfly knives, police batons, all kinds of stuff like that. It's just how it goes.
I mean, growing up here, we weren't afraid to tussle. I mean, there was lots and lots and lots of good ones back in the day. I've been involved in many of them myself. But I one thing I've never heard, and you could always be confident of, is if you were going to roll with somebody, it was always a fair fight. Everyone made sure of it. So you wouldn't see things like bicycle chains and knives getting pulled out.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have a winner, you'd have a loser.
Yeah.
And then, you know, oftentimes the winner pull the loser up, dust him off, and they share a beer together and a cigar later on, you know.
Yeah.
But that did.
The winner in California, once he hits the floor and you see it, you keep kicking, because if he gets back up, what are the chances he's going to get a lucky one in on you and become the victor himself?
Yeah. Different culture.
Yeah. It tripped me out when I moved here. The first thing I noticed too, we drove to Davenport, North Dakota. It's just a small little town southwest of Fargo a bit. I looked at my dad from Fargo to Davenport and I was like, how many people do you know out here? He's like, well, why? It's like, why the hell does everybody wave at you?
Yeah.
He's like, well, people up here like that. Like, even in Fargo, you'll drive past people and they'll wave. It's like, why? Why? I don't know them. Why would they wave at me? And he's like, yeah, you got a lot to learn. And then even leaving the car running at the gas station, that blew me away. It's like, you're not going to lock the truck? You're not going to take the keys out? Like, nope. Like, okay. It'll be here when we come out? Yeah. Oh, All right. Okay, cool.
Not only will it be there, but the other people filling up are probably watching to make sure.
No one messes with it.
Yeah. You know, you'll see that. I mean, you've seen it clearly, but even people that don't know one another around here tend to look out for one another.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I worked in bars going through college and stuff, and I've seen perfect strangers come to the assistance of like a young gal that might have had too much to drink, and he didn't like the way a particular guy was kind of moving in, found some, you know, kind of an injured gazelle, so to speak, was going to try to hunt that night. And I've seen perfect strangers go, no, you're coming with me, and I'm going to get you a cab.
Yep.
You know, just looking out for somebody they don't even know.
Yep.
You know, and so that there's something to be said for that. It's cold here, but man, you can leave
your that sense of community right there, and what you just described is how do you turn away from that? And that's the strongest point of Grand Forks, I think, is that we've got so many people here that have that mindset that if we really stand up together against everything, you know, we'll say the system, if we stood up together, I mean, there's so much power in people that don't even know each other in that one little moment. Think about something like this that affects the health of our kids and, you know, the mental health of our kids. If we all come together on that, I mean, how many of us stick up for each other for something simple like that? How much power is there in numbers? You know, the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. And if we all just have a little bit of faith, we can move the whole ground.
You should have seen this community when the water breached the dike back in 97. I was young yet. I was a freshman in high school. Yep. But it was amazing because you'd see people that had no business toting sandbags around at the stage they were in their life and their physical condition, humping those things around, trying to save their neighbors' homes, trying to save their loved ones' homes. I mean, when the National Guard, we were out there late at night. I mean, I was a freshman in high school, so I probably should have been asleep hours prior to, you know, and my dad and I were out there throwing sandbags around, and everybody was. And then ultimately, we lost that battle. The city got flooded. And, you know, a couple months later, we returned, and guess what? It was neighbors helping neighbors again. Yep. You know, I got my basement dry. I'll be over in an hour. Yep. You know, let's get yours going.
Yep.
You know,
and that's the principles this country's really founded on, is being there for each other, being a strong community that sticks together no matter what. And there's just so much division. Every time you look at the news, like they started out with the race war, you know, and they do everything else, classism and everything else. And, you know, there's other things they're doing now in the media that try to push us apart. But it's like, I always explain it to like, we're the legs on a table, and all those people in power are playing a poker game. If all of us legs came to the middle of that table, if one of them even put two chips too heavy on one side, their game's over with. We hold all the power in standing up their game. But if we come together in the middle over all adversity, what happens to their game board? It hits the floor, and we're able to stand up as individuals and say, no, as the power of we the people, all of us together that love each other and care for each other, even in those small respects of saving that little gazelle, you know, we could change everything.
I've never heard that analogy before, but I very much like it. I think there's some real value in that particular analogy when it comes to, well, and I guess that'll be a nice segue into our next topic, which was the school board meeting you attended. I watched on TV. I've been to two of them now, and I can just barely tolerate it. Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's madness.
I'm worried that there's just no way I can be polite or keep my language.
It was hard. I was shaking.
Oh,
it was so hard. That's why I said a freaking bee suit. Instead.
Because I am so protective over my kids.
100%.
That when I feel like they're making a decision that is actively hurting them,
yep,
over something as fucking idiotic as masks on their faces to prevent the spread of a virus. When we just had a concert with like 23,000 people, was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then the following day, not even 24 hours later, a football game in the same place and tailgating. I was at the game. I saw two masks, two.
Yes, two.
And then when we get back to school, guess what my first grade son had to do the minute he got to the door? She started hollering at him about a mask. Well, I don't send him to school with masks on. And so she had to provide one for him. And it pissed me off. It pisses me off every time.
Well, and how many of our teachers were there enjoying the concert or enjoying the tailgating and the game itself without a mask and enjoying every bit of a medical freedom choice that they have to choose what if then if they're so worried, what if they got it and brought it to school? What, is my kid safe now because he's wearing, or she, he or she is wearing a mask? I mean, the particle size of the micron measurement of this virus, I mean, it's 1/1/1400th of a hair follicle.
Yeah, it's not large.
No, that's absolutely puny. You'd need thousands and thousands of them to make up even a hair particle that you could push through the mask anyway.
Well, you need an electron microscope to see them.
Yeah.
And I have successfully smoked a badass fucking cigar through a M95 mask,
yeah,
just to prove I could do it.
Yep.
That's cigar smoke.
I did it with a little vape pen from one of the electricians at the job site just to prove them wrong.
Yeah, because they don't do it.
No,
yeah, I mean,
nothing.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, now the evidence is starting to mount up that would indicate the mask, if you're actually trying to stop the disease instead of just control people, the mask is actually a detriment because it separates the virus particle from your spit. So instead of the virus landing, you know, on the ground,
yep,
with your spit, instead the spit stays in the mask and the virus separates it and goes airborne.
It's still aerosolitic.
Yeah. So, I mean, and now, especially now that we know, and even the CDC and the WHO and the Institute of Health and all of them, even they are admitting that this really isn't transmitted on surfaces,
yep,
and you know, and likely won't be even under new mutations.
Yep.
We're still sticking to this idiotic mask thing. But we're only, for the large part in this society, we're only largely doing it in schools and airplanes.
Yeah. Don't airplanes have the best air filtration system in the country?
I don't know, but...
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, the masks, I think, were the virtue for what was to come, and I think we're past that now. Because just today they announced that we're going to be giving the vaccine to kids 5 and older.
Yeah,
I trust. So, the masks, that was just a way, I think, to separate them initially.
That was to see if the population would be controllable.
Yeah, and now I guarantee you it's the kids that don't get the vax are going to be in a separate classroom.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it's segregation. Well, and as far as I can tell, the vaccinated are the super spreaders.
Yeah, wasn't it Texas? They just said that they're having surprise outbreaks. It was 3,500 cases. Well, people are getting vaxxed. People are still wearing masks. And, I mean, there's 3,500 surprise outbreaks? How? Yeah.
Well, they're finding out that the vaccine suppresses symptoms, but you still have it and still have a high viral load.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you have a migraine headache and you take a Tylenol, but the headache still is there.
It still exists.
I think you have a higher viral load because I went through the entire last year and a half, never got COVID, and I didn't wear a mask. I went out all the time.
Yep.
I was around everybody I could.
Yep.
Because I wasn't afraid. And all of a sudden, we have all this vaccine mandates or, you know, whatever's that are going out. And lo and behold, 3 weeks ago or so, I finally got the COVID virus. And the only reason that I even knew I had it is because all of a sudden one day I was trying to eat and I couldn't taste my food.
Yeah. Well, my neighbor just had it. And that's what he had said. He's like, yeah, really? I would have never have known I was sick. And the only reason I did is because I went to go eat a brat and I couldn't taste my brat. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the whole time I stayed at home, I felt perfectly fine. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have a cough. I had nothing. I just lost my taste.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the big old vaccine rollout came out. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, opinion. You know, my opinion on Israel. They're the highest vaccinated country in the world. They're on their third booster. Why do they have the highest COVID ratings globally right now? If it's such a help. What is it helping? What is it doing? Absolutely nothing.
Well, it's not doing anything.
No. I keep cutting off Mark.
I mean, well, this... okay, from the onset of this, I don't think we'd be talking about variants or anything of that nature if we would have allowed it to run its course and tried to keep older people and sick people sort of away from it, right?
Yeah.
If you're 85 years old and obese or whatever, comorbidities are, you probably don't want to catch it. You also don't want to catch strep throat.
Yeah,
you also
pneumonia, anything.
You don't want anything when you're like that. Yeah. So when you got something this contagious running around, I think the best move would have been to let it run its course through all the kids, through all the college students, through the people in their 30s, 40s, yep. 50s even, and just let everyone get immunity towards that particular virus, and these things go away. It happens every single year to the cold and flu. Why we treated this so much differently blows my mind. The difference between the deaths this last year and the year before that are like negligible. Yep. It was just like a really bad flu season, yep. which is exactly what it was. It was a yep. really bad flu. And to me, there's almost no point in even arguing. Like, I hear a lot of people talk about, well, that's lab made and it came from China. Well, okay, that already happened though. Yep. You know, that toothpaste is out of the tube. There's nothing we can do about that. Yep. But what we can control is the way we respond to it, and whether we destroy our economy and our way of life and our general well-being for our well-being. Imagine destroying your own well-being for your well-being. Yep. I'm not going to get sick, but I might go broke.
Yep.
Or I might cause so much mental anguish. There was a young girl in town here. She was like 9 that killed herself because she didn't want to get everybody sick.
Isn't that just sad?
My
daughter at school got written up. She's been written up a few times now and even had to go to the principal's office for being written up for it. But it's because her mask falls down beneath her nose and her teacher has a heyday about it. Well, once she gets so many write-ups, she's going to, you know, get detention or a physical referral or whatever you want to call it from the school where I grew up, referrals. Is that going to go on her educational record?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so because the mask comes down below her nose, she's going to have that on her school record now? Like, no. And then the teacher looks at my daughter when she does get a viral infection. She looks at her and goes, well, if you kept your mask on properly, maybe you wouldn't be sick right now.
Yeah, that's what they'll say.
Did you maybe attend a bar or a restaurant or Walmart or Sam's Club or anywhere else you could have contracted a bacteria and then brought it to school and give it to my kid? I mean, could it be your fault? Could it be any of their faults? Probably, because every time I call the offices of the people I'd like to talk to at the school board or everybody or the principals, you know, oh, well, I don't, you know, wear a mask because I'm in my office and, you know, everything like that. Well, then how about the kids that get pulled into your office? Are they not, you know, running a risk of touching something that you breathed on?
Whoa. Pump the brakes there. We're talking common sense now.
This whole thing has been so preposterous from the get-go. I mean, think about some of the policies. Some of the government mandated policies.
Which is not a law.
Exactly.
From a private company called WHO.
You have people that have to remain masked as they walk into a restaurant. Once they're seated, then they can take it off.
Yep.
What fucking sense does that make?
Yep.
You don't have to be a virologist to realize that is ridiculous. Lunacy.
Yeah.
It's madness.
You're not going to catch it from the plate of food they prepared for you or from the glass that they poured for you and brought to you or the silverware that they rolled with their hands.
Almost to suggest that it only exists at like a 6-foot level, but not a 4-foot level.
Well, and then that guy just came out and said that the 6-foot rule was arbitrary and they really don't know where it came from.
Well, and the whole thing with the kids with the masks at the beginning was to protect the staff. Because if we don't have teachers, well, then what are we going to do?
Our kids will learn a lot more about real life and common sense.
Well, the kids don't transmit it. The kids don't get it.
No.
The teacher wants to wear it. And it used to be for...
And plus, the kids are all short, which is about as tall as you would be sitting at a booth at a restaurant. So I think we just solved it right now. Because since it only, you know, exists in that like 5 foot to 6.5 foot range off the ground,
yeah,
there's no kids that are 5.5 feet tall at the elementary school.
No.
Take the mask off. It doesn't exist down there. We already proved that in Green Mill.
Yeah. Oh, and the mask used to be, it was for your protection, not mine. It was so I could protect you from me. It's the same thing with this stupid vaccine BS. Oh, the unvaccinated are the ones that are the problem.
Having a
pandemic, you're vaccinated. Yeah. You're vaccinated. What the fuck are you worried about?
Yeah.
Like, good God, this is just madness.
Yep. It signals and it helps out the people who feel like victims in life. Because if you feel like a victim, if you have something that's put up onto a pedestal like that, I'm helping people. I'm helping to save their lives. How much more empowered does that victim feel in life? Far more empowered. So all it does is cater to everybody in the world that just controls their life with fear.
Yep.
Rather than, you know, I'd rather die on my feet fighting for my freedom than to be on my knees asking for my freedom.
Yeah, I saw a great, what is it, Katie, a meme or a meme?
But I called them memes when they first came. Yeah. I had no idea. I was like, I don't know, I'm too old for this shit.
But
I don't know.
But it was perfect because it said, you know, the... the vaccinated people that are blaming the unvaccinated people for this problem now are also the same people that wanted your business closed down.
See, and I think that was the biggest part about this was the economic hit that it could do. Because if you can't catch COVID at Walmart, right, or Sam's Club or Costco or any of the other big shopping stores, right, but all the small mom and pop shops that had to close.
It was rampant.
What did that do to private business? It destroyed them. It destroyed private business. And how much did Walmart make off the long term?
And they wonder why there's no trust when every decision and every policy that they've put forth was so clearly agenda-driven.
Yep.
And okay, so they're not going to tell Walmart they have got to close down.
Because they're major lobbyists.
You know how much money they made? Jeff Bezos sent a giant dick rocket into space.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Yeah, no doubt.
But that's the thing, and then so people are like, well, you know, you're mistrusting the CDC, yet you're using their own numbers against them, and this and that and the other. Well, here's the thing: you people that are for shutdowns and masks and social distance and lockdowns and just determining whether somebody's job is essential or not,
yep,
are the ones making these rules that make no fucking sense at all.
Yep.
None at all. Yep. The restaurant one to me is the most preposterous. I'm dirty and blowing COVID fire all over you until I sit.
Yep.
And then I'm good. Okay. Then I'm good.
Yeah.
Then I'm good. In the airport and in the bar and restaurant when I'm eating, it's all good.
Yep.
When I stand up, then all of a sudden I'm dirty again. If any of this made any sense, they follow the science. Science, my ass.
Yeah,
this is such horse shit. It's all about control. It's all about control. And the people that are rooting this shit on are complacent, stupid, or both.
Complacent and also probably being paid.
But even like if you look at the local level, right, the county commissioners are some of the worst aggressive, egregious voters in this particular situation. It's lockdown this, lockdown, shut it down, you know, close the buildings, shut the races down, no county fair. These people hardly make any money. I'm actually going to run for county commission against some of these morons.
Good.
And it's barely paying. I forget what it was, like $6,000 a year or something like that, like whoop-de-doo.
Yep.
But it needs to be done. Some people need to stand up. School board, county commission. Now, under Brandon Bochensky's reign, the city's actually been run in a pretty reasonable, common sense way. And so it seems like the city council, even though most of them are liberals on there, have been pretty decent. As a matter of fact, Jeannie Mock, who I used to think was incredibly liberal, she just recently was the tiebreaker to not have Grand Forks have blue zones. And if you guys don't know what that means, it's something to look out for in the future because they're not going to stop beating that drum. What a blue zone is, well, your taxpayer dollars, mine, Paul's, Katie's,
yep,
being pumped into with all true and public health in order to change the way that Adam and Paul and Katie and myself live our lives. So it's narrowing the streets, adding bike lanes, more needle exchanges, because you want a really clean heroin needle population in your city. I mean, you don't want dirty needles. You want like only the purest heroin. We're stopping just short of actually supplying it.
Oh, they do through the pharmaceutical industry. I mean,
that's how they get you hooked. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and so they want to encourage exercise. They want to talk to the restaurants. Seriously, I'm not even making this up. They want to go to the restaurant tours and tell them to change their menus to put more healthy options on there. So, you know, if you like to go to, I don't know, let's just say Poorhouse, since they're a sponsor of ours, you're going to go to the Poorhouse and have a steak. They're going to go to the Poorhouse and say, you know what? No, I don't think you should have steak on your menu. As a matter of fact, we've got this big healthy ass budget that was supplied, oh yeah, by the way, by you and every other taxpayer. And you need more kale on your menu. In fucking United States of America.
Yeah, you're going to tell me what I can and cannot
eat. Cannot eat.
If I want to eat that healthy shit at home, where I'll purchase it myself, or if there's restaurants that serve that kind of shit, go there. I mean, if you want to put more healthier options on the menu, fine. Make your menu bigger. Let the people who still want to eat a steak go in there and eat that bloody thing with a fork and knife, because I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Well, my issue is that I don't care what people put on their menus.
Yeah.
If you got a menu full of kale and broccoli, I'm just not going to probably go to your spot very often. You know, I got one stepdaughter. She'd probably fly from Georgia for a menu like that. So, right. If she was in town, I guess I would. I'd have to choke some down.
Yeah.
But, you know, largely I wouldn't, I just wouldn't be a patron. But if I'm going to go out to eat, I want to eat something that has parents or had parents.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. Well, see, and that's where we, the people, hold all the control. Our money is the almighty driver for all of this nonsense.
I know, and they know that, too.
And they know it.
And so now, did you see what Biden's doing now? Every transaction in or out of your account of over $600 needs to be, and then he wants to add $80 billion worth of IRS agents.
Didn't we just lose $80 billion in Afghanistan?
Yeah, we left it in cash.
Yeah.
Not to mention
all the military
Chinooks
equipment.
and the night vision goggles.
Oh, that new meme, though, or mem, whatever you want to call it, of all the Taliban-y guys out in the rafts on the water. Someone put, holy shit, someone left him the Navy, too? He's like...
Oh, I got a couple of friends that would take umbrage with that.
Yeah.
No, it's just, this banking thing. And how these presidents got so brazen with executive orders is almost shocking.
Yep.
You know, I was always under the impression growing up from like civics courses and things of that nature that an executive order was basically for, you know, we're under attack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, 9/11 happens or something like that, and you don't have time to gather Congress and take votes and debate things.
Then get it done.
You got to make a decision.
But he's not cognitive enough to know he actually shit his pants. Yeah. So him even writing something is just hilarious because it comes from the people who tell him what to do.
He hasn't made a single decision since he's been in office. He's a marionette doll for basically the United Nations.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. You know, this was when Obama was in office, but they had the Schoolhouse Rock video of... I'm a bill. This is a bill. Blah blah blah. Yeah. But yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to explain like Schoolhouse Rock what a bill is, and then Obama just comes over and he's like, just pushes him down the stairs, and he's like, just signed an executive order.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and he had re-signed an executive order, I think, that hid the fact that we are still using Operation Mockingbird today. We can still use disinformation through public media outlets.
Oh yeah,
and movies and everything.
Yep, completely legal.
Completely legal. So. There's funny, you can go onto YouTube and look at the videos of all the different news stations, and all of them are saying the same exact thing verbatim. And it's like hundreds of them. Oh, tonight on blah, 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 blah. This is the problem. We are not creating it. We're only helping divide you more. And they say the same script the whole way through. And if people can't even see that and question the media, because I had people on YouTube calling me the horse pill guy and all that other stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah well, me too.
Fine, whatever.
I'm kicked off Facebook. So this company that I do this show for is kicked off.
Yeah.
I'm kicked off personally.
Yep.
And then Katie made me a second account. And I don't even know what I did wrong on that one. I think they just got on to me.
Yeah.
And they kicked. So you can say whatever you want, except for the people that are all in an echo chamber and see life the exact same way through, you know, communist eyes.
Yep.
They get to decide, you know, whether you're... little post even gets to stay there or not.
Yep.
Well, did you see that backfire that ABC got with their little post? They said, tell us your, you know, tragic stories of somebody that got COVID-19. And it was just an overwhelmingly response of people that had adverse reactions to the vaccine. And they were just like, what just happened?
But they hide that. It was less than 1% is actually reported.
Mm-hmm.
So if less than 1% is reported, what do we not know?
Well, we don't know much. Does your house suffer from slow drains, worse, clogged toilets, or even worse, sewer backup? That sucks so bad. Sewer backup is the worst. Then it's time to call your local drain cleaning specialist in Grand Forks. It's time to call Drain Savers today. I have worked with Jordan at Drain Savers for quite some time now, ever since he went out on his own. And I tell you, when you call him, you don't get a answering service in New Jersey like you do for some of his competitors. You get him. He gives you a cell phone number. And he can get that main cleared out. He can fish toothbrushes out of toilets. He can do whatever you need him to do. and you get a better look with video inspection services. And so for those of you that didn't realize there was a demand for high definition toilet cams, there in fact is. Slow drains, clogged toilets, sewer backup will all be things of the past with a simple phone call to Jordan with Drain Savers at 701-765-3227. That is 701-765-3227. Drain Savers of Grand Forks. He has saved my drains on many, many occasions. I really enjoy doing reads for local companies that I've utilized and used over the years because I know I'm not filling you full of shit. Although if shit is pouring into your house, it's called Drain Savers. So that's Jordan with Drain Savers. Believe me, you'll be happy that you did.
Yeah, and I was, for some reason, I didn't have my ticker and logo up for him, so I apologize to him, and we will get that fixed.
Well, Jordan, you're going to get an extra 30 seconds next week because we forgot the...
We've already thrown him in like 5-10 other shows okay. with no charge anyway, so... Okay.
So that's Jordan anyways, and and I'm not joking when I say I've used Executive Properties and Drain Savers. That's why these specifically these two reads are valuable to me because they've been good to me over the years, so I'd like to send more people that way. Let's keep these local guys rolling. Anyways, we'll get back on track here. While we kind of were talking about Joe Biden with his executive orders, the overreach, and I'd like to actually sort of, and I'll do this on purpose, circle back to the overreach going on right here in town with Eric Lund, Amber Flynn, and the Grand Forks Public School Board.
The one I watched pull his mask down at the Winship School to clean his nose and then pull his mask back up. I looked over, it was like, oh, dude.
The doctor.
Now you got all that mucus stuck to the front of your mask that you're going to blow air, and the air comes back up where it's not sealed.
It was the gentleman that I think he came right after you. He actually yelled at one of the school board members because I think she took her mask off to try to defend the student that was there. He's like, put your mask back on. Yep. And I thought that was hilarious. But the thing that just really irritates me about this is that these guys are paid by our tax money, right?
Yep.
And all these parents are there to talk to the school board. And this is all I can see of them is, oh, would you like to speak? Kiss the ring.
Yeah.
Please kiss the ring if you would like, if you would like your moment.
Yep.
You know what? You know who I have even a bigger problem with? And this is not going to come as much of a surprise to almost anybody that's ever heard my show. But the school board members, I know for a fact, are under immense pressure from Terry Brenner and to do his dictates for him. And if he had the power, if he was the czar of public schools, the same exact mandates would be taking place. He's putting pressure on these people to vote the way they are. Whether they would or not, I don't know. But I know that he's applying pressure where it needs to be and making them uncomfortable because he wants things a certain way. And he says, well, we have to because our policy. It's the same reason why I think it was the same dude Paul was just referencing that spoke after you at the meeting last week when he was just trying to get a response. And they said, well, no, it's North Dakota Century Code. Almost as if to imply somebody was literally a cop would come arrest him for responding or nodding in the affirmative or just simply having a conversation with a gentleman that took time out of his day to be at the meeting and speak his piece, a taxpayer.
Yep.
These people are fucking ridiculous.
Well, the meeting before that, the one that I went to, when Waterman went up there and he talked about something that had to do with the mask, one of the school board members put his two cents in right afterwards saying, well, I have a degree in this and this, and this is what I know about it. So he was able to respond in that manner.
After he'll receive no opposition.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, well, I've done a lot of work for people in town and other towns that, you know, been from doing heating and air conditioning forever. I can fix a boiler. I can fix a water heater, a furnace, an air conditioner. I can fix electric plenum heaters. I mean, give me something to fix.
I'll have your cell phone number, by the way.
Yeah. Give me a call anytime, any of you. But you know how many of those people I've went and fixed their stuff that are so super smart because of their PhD and all this other shit, and they look down to me as being the construction worker, but you can't figure out the simple electrical process of the fucking equipment in front of you.
Or you pull out a filter and they haven't changed it in 18 months and it's got a fur coat on it.
And a lot of those people, too, are the same people that are so worried about getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
But their filters are disgusting. They've never had their ductwork clean. I'll bet you 10 out of 10 of the people that are screaming right now about public health and safety have never once even thought, oh, I should get my ductwork clean. Because, like, in our industry, viruses and molds and bacteria, I mean, they're carnivorous. They eat themselves.
Yep.
As something dies, it emits what it was eaten. So it just continues to grow over itself. Well, if that's the case, what happens here when you're breathing into this thing all day long? And it starts to grow bacteria and stuff inside of it. How interlaced is that thing?
You know what you should do is next time you pull out one of those filters that is super bad like that, tell them, you should hold this in front of your face for 8 hours a day.
Yep. Well, and I love that. That lady had challenged all the people on the board. You know, you wear your mask all day long. Do it for just 30 days. Wear it every day when you're at your school boards or when you're at your office. You know, you wear it too and see what it does to your health. You know, just the fear in itself, like your biology, if your brain and your emotions control your biology, if you're feeling fear, what's that going to do to the different chemicals that your body's going to release on the inside? Anger, happiness, you know, all that. You're starting to release different chemicals in your body. So if you're consistently living in fear, what does a consistent flood into your system of all those different chemicals that your body creates, what's that do to you long term? What's that fear do to you? Suicide, depression, alcoholism,
to name a few.
Drug abuse. Yeah.
Grab me another beer too, would you, Paul?
You know, that's just
on that note.
They want us to talk about science so much and they want to rely on the science. Look at that validated science.
Well, there's plenty of doctors, child care specialists, child development specialists. I know one was right here in this studio in your chair, Dr. Jean Gullicks.
Oh, she's awesome.
Stating exactly the developmental delays and the negative side effects that children. And what breaks my heart is that she specifically used the age of my child who's going through this crap and the negative, you know, all the negative sides of wearing these stupid things.
Yep.
And, but she's written off as a kook.
Yep.
So is Dr. Noah Chalaya. The guy's been a freaking heart surgeon for 27 years. I still have a father because of him.
Yeah.
He saved my dad's life.
But he's a kook because he won't go along with.
He's a kook.
The political science.
And you know what? You know, and then Dr. Jeremy Werman out of Fargo, I had him on a show on KNOX Radio. I had him on for 2 hours. He threw down with callers over and over again saying, no, you're just wrong. Here's the thing. Then Dr. Chalaya called in and said, Mr. Rusted, your guest is 100% correct. This is, he's everything he's stating is fact. Right? So what happens is that the text message inbox floods with, why would I listen to, what do you call the guys that straighten teeth?
Dentist?
Well, no, ophthalmologist, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Why would I listen to that or a heart surgeon when they're just kooks? Really? Okay. Yeah.
I think of like the Big Lebowski. With this school board,
yep.
You know, they're all over there. They're sitting around the thing. And then you got somebody like Dr. Jean Gullicks, who has 40 years of experience in child development psychology. And she tells them her spiel and they're just like, well, I think that's just like your opinion, man.
Market eight, dude.
Yeah.
Trust the doctors, but not the doctors we don't want you to listen to. Just trust Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Just trust them. They're Bill Gates isn't even a doctor. He created a computer, I think. And then he created the software that was an antivirus for the computer that he designed. So just like the pharmaceutical industry, you've had a heart attack. Take these four medications, like my dad started out with after he had a heart attack and stroke. Take these four medications because you need them. Okay. Now that he's on adverse reactions from those, he takes like 7-8 pills a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way to get him to have his insurance build even more. You know, that's just a joke. It's all a setup. All of it's just a setup.
There was a guy that I watched. He had a clip, and he was at a school board meeting. And he was just talking about rational thought. And he was just like, you know what? Let's just say all of us weren't here in front of a school board right now. We were all just in the backyard. We were having a barbecue. We were having a beer. And you saw a little Johnny over there, and he was playing with his mask, and he takes it off. And you're like, whatever, it's fine. And you're just like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, whatever. But all of a sudden, you sit around a table where you got a couple of microphones in front of you, and all rational thought just goes completely out the window.
Yeah.
What we're going through right now, because I think this is episode 17, I want to say. And what we're going through right now, we've been going through that freaking long. And that's the reason why I named the show what I named it. Because I want to talk common sense, but I want to say fuck a bunch. So it's also uncensored. So, you know, that was the premise for the reason why I named it what I named it. Because, well, I'm a crude, you know, D-bag, whatever you want to call me. Alpha, I've been called everything under the fucking sun. I'll say fuck,
but not douchebag.
Yeah.
I'm a D-bag.
No, you can say fuck, you can say shit, you can say ass, you just can't say vaccine.
Yeah, there you go.
That's accurate. That. You can't say the drug that begins with I and ends with you can't say that either. I just coughed without a mask. I can't believe you guys aren't diving under the table.
Yeah,
right? I need to get
under
that.
Well, we're under 6 feet mark. Right now, so. Oh, hold on.
Oh, there now you're good. I think the biggest takeaway from this entire, it's been 2 weeks. For some people, it feels like 19 months, but it was only 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Doesn't it feel like it's been long?
Yeah, it feels like it's been like 500 and some odd days.
Yeah, like longer than 2 weeks. But apparently, it's only been 2 weeks. But what we can take away from this is that people are sheep, dude.
People are sheep.
Yep. They are willing. I have seen hashtags on Twitter, which I didn't even used to go on, but I do now because I'm banned from everything else, of people saying, hashtag fuck your freedom.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wonder what the Revolutionary War soldiers would say to something like that. Because it's like, well, if it saves one life, you know, the masks and the whatever. Those dudes were stepping in front of bullets.
You know where that hashtag came from?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said it.
He did?
Yeah.
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 Well, he told everybody, fuck your freedom.
Fuck your freedom. Get the vaccine.
Go back to Austria.
That was good.
Yeah.
I will save you. So will Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cocksucker.
Get to the chopper. Yeah. Except it's in Afghanistan.
Sorry, we lost it.
we forgot it there.
I understand why people like him... You know, multimillionaire, very powerful family, married into the Kennedys.
Oh, I can't say that word.
I understand why guys like him are all for this, because they'll be on the top of this thing if this country collapses, right? Yeah. They'll still be in his family lineage as a member of the Kennedy family. They'll still be in power, right? Yeah. What I don't understand is why Joe Blow on the corner of 13th and Cherry, who's going to be utterly ass-whipped and be turned into a big yes bitch,
yep,
if our entire societal structure changes? Because you're not rising to the top.
No.
You know, it's like, bitch, you're 65 years old. You can barely shovel your driveway. You don't own a gun. You're fucking screwed.
Yep.
You're screwed. What are you rooting for this crap for?
Yep.
Do you not see it? Like, move to a country. There's tons and tons of countries that are egalitarian. That'll use authority to take away your rights. Australia, it's actually a very beautiful country. Yep. Never been, but I've seen lots of movies, you know, Crocodile Dundee and shit. I mean, it looks like it's...
Hollywood side of Australia is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's, they got a lot of beaches and shit, and it looks like it's a lot of nice weather and everything. If you want to be controlled like a robot, go there then.
Yeah.
Because they allow people from America to move there. What a great opportunity to be controlled and have your, you know, all your movements like a little marionette doll. And then you can just get your stupid ass communist thought process the hell out of this free country. Yep. Get the fuck out.
Yep. Well, and it's those people too that are like, oh, America's so racist. Tell that to Colin Kaepernick, who was adopted by a white family that was super duper rich and made it only just a chance for him to be where he is today. Would he have had that opportunity if he grew up living in the system? No. No, he wouldn't have. But he was adopted by a family that took care of him. And I hate pointing out the black and the white and whatever, because I think it's so divisional. But you look at people like that, and they're like, oh, well, that's just racism and capitalism and everything's a problem and social justice.
Always.
But I have a contract with Nike that pays me $38 million a year to say that. So, oh, yeah, wait, China uses Uyghur slave labor. That's right. So Muslim slaves in China, as well as Chinese dissidents, the people who speak out against the government, put in forced labor camps to make shit that you wear Because your favorite sports person.
Let's break it down even to something even simpler than that. There's a bar right across the hallway from us.
Yeah.
There's a place that fixes computers right across the hall from us. And I can guarantee you, doesn't matter what color you are, they're gonna serve you a drink or they're gonna fix your computer.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with anything. There's Flowmasters. Okay, you guys do fades and everything. Guess what? They're probably going to give me a crew cut or a flat top if I want it, whatever. I mean, it's not like I'm going to get turned away because of the color of my skin. Are you shitting
not
me?
Not like that deaf lady recently from Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you see that? I saw that. That was ridiculous.
Oh my God. She pull your mask down so I can read your lips. You know, like I can't hear you. I need that to see you, to read your lips. There's plexiglass. Like, and because I can speak, they wouldn't do it because they wouldn't believe me. And they turned her away and kicked her out of Dunkin' Donuts for being deaf. Imagine the atrocity. I mean, you don't have to imagine it. It fucking happened.
Yep.
Like,
wait, where was this?
I'd have to go through my Telegram, and that chat's got like 400 some people in it, so it would take me forever to sift through that.
I mean, I could be totally wrong on this, but for some reason, I want to say Oklahoma. This is all just, like you said, it's just all propaganda. It's all just fear mongering. It's all just a way to divide everybody because all of this stuff is social media, TV, movies.
Trust your blue check mark.
It's like checking your weather app and going outside and you're like, no, my phone says it's raining.
Yeah.
it's a sunny day out, but my phone says it's raining.
Yeah.
Well, it must be raining.
Yeah.
I just can't feel the sprinkles, but it must be raining. You know, like how dumb can people be?
Yeah, that very, very dumb.
Yeah,
yeah. The common sense is gone. Logic is gone. It's all gone. Just tell me what to do, Daddy.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the percentage of people that feel the way the three of us clearly do in this room is, but they don't have the personality to get in front of a microphone or in front of a school board or on TV or write an op-ed to the paper? I mean, I got to think, because we are still, literally, there are World War II and probably still some World War I veterans still alive.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to think that, you know, if you say, like for me, my grandpa and three uncles, by the way, fought in World War II. And so he instilled the American values into my mom and uncle, and then they trickled down to me.
Yep.
And I'm not the only one.
No.
So I wonder, because we'll never know the answer to this question. It's hypothetical, but I'm kind of curious on a, just do like a pie chart. Like what percentage of Americans do you suppose would love to have the fortitude to come in front of a microphone and say what we're saying because they totally believe it, but they just don't have the ability to do it because public speaking is not for everybody.
No. The only place they'll do it is behind their keyboard on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, where they can hide from having their own accountability of coming out in the forefront and saying it. Like I had two people at the Luke Combs concert, weird as shit, sit down with my wife in our seats, and this guy turns around and he's like, "Bro, you're that guy from the school board meeting."
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, fuck. Yes, I am. And he's like, fucking good for you, man. That was so awesome. That was so good of you to do. And I was like, yeah. And you saw like three other people look at me like, fuck, I got to YouTube the school board meeting. What the fuck did that guy say, you know? And then a little while into the concert, I go down into the pisser and I shake hands with a friend and I'm standing there washing my hands. And this guy walks into the bathroom and I see him look at me in the mirror. And he's like, I was like, fuck, here we go. And he's like, you're that dude from the school board meeting. And I was like, great. You get in a boxing match in the middle of the bathroom. This is going to be just like high school. And he's like, dude, huge thank you from my kids. Huge thank you for having the balls to stand up there and do that. Because so many people are so driven by fear that they would never do that. And I was like, no, that's the whole point. Like, I'm not soda. I will not be watered down. It's just not going to happen. You want a lot of my wife's friends and a lot of people who do know me, they're like, oh, Adam, really? Like, that guy's so outspoken. Well, yeah, because my fucking rights don't end where your feelings begin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what the fuck I want. If you don't like it, I'm like a TV, bitch. Change the channel. Watch something else. Go listen to someone else. But if you want to hear the truth, if you want to hear, well, at least my truths,
and someone that you can look at and be like, damn, you know, that guy's got a backbone. Why not act that way? Why not have a backbone?
That's why you're here right now.
Yeah. Well, and then
that's also why my wife and I were so drawn to your wife, because I think she's like
a tough fucking cookie. Well,
I'm dead serious. I seriously think she served us the night before she gave birth.
Might
have. If not two nights.
Put couple, maybe. I can't remember. I mean, it's all been meshed so much together.
She was joking around. I actually looked at her and go, do I need to have rags available in case this thing goes in the night?
You just reminded me of something that was out, it's probably been a year now and you haven't heard anything of it anymore, but I think it was my reality. It's like, no, there's not your reality. There is the reality.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to have my reality says that I believe this way. No, that's not reality. It's actually the opposite definition of it.
Yeah. I had a renter one time pull that shit on me. He was just flat out lying about basically everything, right? He was one of the biggest liars I've ever rented to in my life. And so I called him on it. I'm like, dude,
Brian.
No, I go, dude, you're lying. And he goes, no, I'm not. This is my truth. And I said,
oh yeah, your truth. That's what it is. Yeah.
I'm like, well, it might be yours, but it's not the rest of civilizations, because you literally did not do these three things. Your truth is maybe lost on me a little bit, and probably the rest of the people that live in the real world. And the more that our educators instill in people that they can live in their own realities, you know, you can have your own pronouns, you can have a full functioning cock and balls, but you can be Julia and a woman.
It's ma'am.
I mean,
and then go into the MMA and fight chicks.
That was so sick to see.
She broke her orbital bone.
Beat the shit out of her.
And she didn't even beat. Not only did she beat the brakes off her, but the gal did not know she was fighting somebody that was a dude for 30 some years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was horse shit.
Yep.
I first heard about that fight, and I didn't realize that she was going to be a transgender. And it was in a different, they were like an undercard. I forget who was, I think it was.
It would have been nice if some dude afterward would just beat the shit out of him. Just a normal dude. Yeah. Just like, yeah, I don't know, I'm not an MMA. I just got my gas station hot dog. I'm going to my plumbing job. And oh, by the way, what?
I don't think many normal dudes could take that, whatever, person. Because, you know, you're talking about somebody with all male muscles, but plus all the MMA training and things of that nature, plus fights under.
It's because men have no testosterone left. You want to know the biggest problem with not having enough testosterone in your body? These dudes are addicted to internet porn.
I thought you were going to say bitch tits.
They are whacking off 24/7.
Jesus.
Constantly. You know how many guys
YouTube, it's been a good run.
Sorry. But no, these guys, it's a serious problem. All that testosterone that you have that you're supposed to store up in your body is now gone. Because, they probably don't watch the whole video. They just queue up to a part they want to see. But that's the biggest problem for a lot of guys, is their testosterone levels are gone. And most of them are so bitch made, they're vegan bacon at this point. Sorry.
This has got to be one of my favorite shows that we've ever done.
Ending on a good note.
Well, when you had asked me, what should we do for a title? I wanted to be like aggressive common sense. But
speaking of drain savers,
I am going to read this real quick before we wrap up. Outsider Entertainment's your one stop shop company for any upcoming events. Equipment range from dynamic room lighting, sound systems, DJs, audio visual equipment, photo booths, and more. Events include weddings, corporate events, school dances, private parties. For more information, check out outsiderentertainment.net. Email info@outsiderentertainment.net or call 701-757-4300. So if you got that last minute family reunion, you want to get everybody together because they finally took off their stupid masks, and you're going to throw a little bit of a party for the whole extended family, call Outsider Entertainment. They will be happy to assist you. And you know what? What could be more fun? Get the whole family together, a few beers, little music, good old time had by all. Outsider Entertainment. So we thank them for their sponsorship, as well as Drain Savers and Executive Properties. Adam.
Yeah.
Back to bitch tits. Yep.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
But I also, one thing too, my daughter's soccer game was on Saturday. And I was there, and after the game, I started walking away, and two high school kids ran up to me, and they were like, "Sir, sir, sir." And I was like, "I got my ice fishing chair. I've got my kid. All right. Yeah, what's up, little G?" And he's like, "Dude, you're that dad." And I was like, "From the school board meeting?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "You guys watched that?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, we did." He's like, "And I really want to say thank you from you know, us, because we don't have a voice at school. Like, if we speak out at school..."
Some little kids came up?
High school kids. They looked like they were... Oh, high school. Okay. Yeah, you know, like... 15, 16, whatever, how old you are.
Oh, they hate this shit the most.
And they hate it the most.
Because you can't even separate the chicks with meth mouth from the regular chicks right now.
Right?
Yeah, I bet you there's been some serious surprises when that mask comes off later. Yeah. And there's just little nubs for teeth.
Well, hey, beauty is a light switch away. You know, like, just ride it out, kid, and put it on one of those little don't talk about shelves. You know, it's like... And not admitting to riding a moped. Yeah, it was fun, but I ain't telling my friends.
Can't cover your ears.
Yeah, you can't. Can't even chew off your arm in the morning if you got nubs for teeth.
Yeah.
This one has gotten away from us a little bit, but I think the point has been made and driven home over and over again from every angle which we could possibly drive it home from the scientific angle, from the sociological angle.
I couldn't imagine that, though, being a high school kid and not being able to see the other girls in class's faces.
Well, not even being able to see your buddy smile when you say something funny. Yeah. Not even to see that girl's face, like, they do that little lip bite.
Bite their lip a little.
Now all you have to do is look at her, twirl her finger. It's like, well, she's blonde. Is she dumb? Is she still thinking of the answer? Or is she into me? Like, you can't even see her bite her lip anymore. Or even a dude, like, what's up, girl? Like,
and then they take it off, and they're all full of acne because of the mask.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It causes that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can see.
My wife has visible scars from having to wear a mask at work.
Oh, it's all that bacteria making it into those pores.
Yep.
As you sweat, your pores are opening up. And what bacteria is stuck in there? So if saliva can't make it through the mask, right? What is stuck in the saliva?
Bacteria.
Herpes.
It could be, you know, depending on meth mouth, you know? Yeah. But that's just it. Like, what's getting stuck inside your pores? Are you going to get, like, you know, I'm not a doctor. Are you going to get bacterial pneumonia? Because you're breathing that shit in constantly? What about the 60% oxygen reduction in 8 hours? What's that do?
Especially
the development of our kids.
Especially to kids.
You know, my daughter with asthma, I brought her up during the school board meeting. You know, she's on steroid nebulizer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
When people ask, like, you know, who's Adam? You know, it's like, well, first and foremost, I'm a dad.
You know?
Like, I'm a husband. You know, and then my job, that's like the fifth thing on the fucking list. Like, I don't care, and that's the problem with these commission people, is they live in an echo chamber. Once they get that spot to sit in, all their buddies that they play golf with and go to all the bars with and hang out with, it becomes an echo chamber. They forget who we are. I'm wearing work boots, dirty jeans, a sweater, and a dirty hat right now. Why? Because before I came here, I was pounding sheet metal duct together. They don't do that.
And you'll be doing that when you leave here,
and I'll
sure.
be doing it when I leave, and yep. I'll be doing it tomorrow. But that doesn't make me who I am. I'm not just the dumb HVAC guy that doesn't have a doctorate.
I've had to go to the doctor, well, between me and my wife, like probably 8 times within the last 2 months because our kid got RSV, so you got to get him tested so they can go back to daycare and all this stuff. Yep. And every single time that we've had to go there for something, you know, you got to go to the pharmacy, you got to pick up a medication. And every single one of those people in the pharmacy... They got their mask just sitting on their chin right here.
Until you walk in.
No, even while I was doing everything. Like, you can go in there right now. They all just have them sitting right there on their chin. It's like,
you guys
don't even follow your own damn rules.
Here's the rule of thumb that you can tell that somebody doesn't believe in this shit, right? So you walk in, and if you have, like, a don't fuck with me look on your face and a slightly imposing build or even just, like, a little bit of grit to you.
Yeah.
And you're not wearing a mask, because clearly I don't think anyone on this table it would be, they leave it at their chin.
Yeah.
If you walk in like a little soy boy sissy ass with your mask on, they look at you and they quick pull it up because they don't want to get in trouble.
Yep.
And it is such a joke. It's just one more, like, the examples of how preposterous this is.
What's the soy boy thing? I've heard that a couple of times now.
Because they freaking well, because soy, like, I think
increases testosterone.
It's estrogen.
Estrogen levels in your body. So people who are like, oh,
like
I
soy
only
milk
drink
and
soy
yeah.
milk.
Oh, okay,
you the reason know. They do this.
High school kids lactating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like that guy and the guy and his wife. The husband gave birth to the baby at a natural water birth at home, and then the dad, who's the
say
mom,
that. Wait. I was taking a drink. Say what you just said again.
Okay, so the the mom is the husband because that's what she wants to be, and the dad is the wife because that's what he wants to be, right? So they've just gender rolled flipped, right? So the dad gives birth to the baby because only a mom can give birth to a baby without the help of some kind of psycho Frankenstein science, and they do the water birth at home.
My brain is unable to accept this.
Oh, I know. When I saw it on YouTube or on Instagram, I was like, are you shitting me? This is child abuse. Because then the dad who plays the mom is trying to nurse the baby, and he's like, well, he's not getting enough proper nutrition right now. It's like, hey, milk duds, you don't create milk. I've watched my wife do this 3 times now with, you know, and now 4 times. But prior to that video, you know, it's like, 3 kids. I've had my 3 daughters. You know, why did I never hook him up?
So this dude is literally trying to breastfeed a baby.
Yeah, because he's mom in the relationship.
Oh my god! So, what is wrong with society?
So did she get an adidectomy, but then kept her plumbing, and then also still has her breasts?
And then he got the lop it off of me and
lop a cock off of me.
Yeah. And he takes things to grow his boobs out. Well, the dude's chunky already to begin with because he doesn't care about his own personal health. That's my other thing. How many of these people are running around screaming, wear your mask and protect me? Bitch, I just walked you watch out a Holiday with 4 sodas and a bag of cookies.
I think we already got kicked off a Rumble. Like,
why? This might be the best never seen podcast ever to be created.
Yeah, sorry guys. Like I said, aggressive common sense, but it's just... Why?
You never heard a lopakak off of me before?
Well, that was like, what was that lady in the 90s that went after her husband's?
Oh, Lorena Bobbitt.
You know she was Russian?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, her maiden name was Kachakakov. Oh, my God. Kachakakov? I've heard that joke a couple ways.
You know, the best part about that story is that, if I'm remembering the facts right of it, the EMT driver, like, that wasn't involved in bringing him to the hospital, like, there was another ambulance. So they were driving around shining spotlights, and he winds up finding his dick on the side of the road. Oh, imagine that.
But it's the people that scream the loudest.
Like, how could you not wake up from that?
I don't know. It's the people that scream the loudest in today's society demanding that I care about their private public health or their private health. You know, it's like, you look like you don't exercise. You drink 6 sodas a day. I mean, oh, well, I drink diet soda. Diet soda has carbonic acids that store sugar fat at a faster rate than a normal soda.
Yeah, it also has, what's that? Not acetaminophen, that's Tylenol. It has
aspartame?
Aspartame.
Yeah, sugar that your body can't break down.
Yeah, aspartame is the only thing that can kill a cockroach.
Yeah.
They can survive a nuclear holocaust, but you give them aspartame and they die.
Yeah. You know? There's another thing, nukes, too. You ever watched those videos of them testing nukes?
No.
Watch videos on it. Why doesn't the camera blow up or move? It stays perfectly stationary.
Oh, because they have it in a enclosed, like, building.
But I watched the house get blown up into, like, a million splinters.
I don't know much about nukes.
I was just... Someone put it on Instagram the other day, and I looked at the video, and I was like...
Well, normally, I think they have the camera, like, in a bunker. You know, so it's like...
So the blast happens above it or something?
Yeah, so when it hits, it just flies
okay,
over.
Cool. Because I was like, whoa, did I just become a like hardcore conspiracy theorist? Like, I don't really know. But yeah, no, thanks for clearing that up. That one tripped me out.
Well, I honestly thought of was the Hulk movie that came out in like the early 2000s. And they were doing like explosions and they were all like in a bunker.
Oh, okay.
Because all of my sources of education come from superhero movies. So,
yeah, the only movies I watch are horror movies.
I mean, the only reason I haven't got the vaccine yet is because I haven't seen it produce like the outcomes of turning into Captain America.
Hey, I'd be in.
My dad ruined horror movies for me when I was a little kid.
But I have. We just talked about The Fly today, and so I don't want to turn into The Fly.
I was just a little fart, about 4 or 5 years old or something like that, and he brought me to. I want to say it was It. Stephen King's It, something like that. If the ages, you know, when that was released lines up with me being 4 or 5, it was likely that movie.
Yep.
And of course, I was like kind of terrified, right? You're just a little kid. And my dad's like, well, get in the parking lot afterwards, and we're getting into the Buick Electra. And he goes, yeah, see this car? Yeah, this is what we're getting into. But all the actors that you got all scared about, they're not really dead, son. They're getting into Lamborghinis and Ferraris, and they're going home to mansions and seeing their supermodel wives. And I was like, And ever since then, I was literally, so it'd be like 35 years ago. Ever since then, I've not been able to enjoy a horror movie because all I can picture is these guys plowing just gorgeous chicks.
Well, my dad worked in the movie industry.
Did he?
When I was growing up. Yeah, he was a Teamster. So he pulled around generators and honey wagons and different stuff. So I got to go sit on...
I thought you were going to say like white couch experience.
No, like music videos. And,
since our last conversation.
But yeah, like I got to go sit on movie sets and stuff as a kid and watch how they did special effects. Like one of my dad's really good friends, Red Dog, he was a special effects coordinator. And just the tricks that he showed me growing up as a kid on how they did it, it was just like, oh.
Did you get to see any like notable ones that we might, you know, have seen or something?
More music videos and stuff like that. Movies. Union movies my dad was working on, no, you're not really allowed there on set. But a lot of the B movies my dad did work on, I was on all of them.
Music videos, that'd be like the best to be on because that's where you see all the fun stuff.
I know where you're headed to this, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, let's keep this one clean for a change, huh, Paul? Okay. Common Sense Uncensored, you realize that?
Yeah, we don't want to go off track now.
Yeah, no.
God forbid.
Yeah. Well, with that... we would like to thank Adam Nordenstrom for coming on here and finishing his thought that Dr. Eric Lund would not allow him to at the behest of Dr. Terry Brenner at the Grand Forks school system. They vote for their referendum. I think it's either tomorrow or the following Tuesday. I could not encourage a no vote any stronger. I will be voting no early and often. And if you're a yes vote, you vote Wednesday. And so we'll wrap up the podcast here. We thank Adam for his time. We enjoyed it. We had some laughs. We had a good time. Hopefully the sponsors don't all pull out.
And if you ever see a school board member or teacher walking around without a mask on, tell them to put it back on.
Well, and check their Facebooks. Mm-hmm. All summer long, you saw them and their families doing whatever they wanted until the minute school started. Then it was back to, oh, we need the funding. Better mask them kids up.
Yeah.
Well, screw them. And the funding aspect of it is nonsense because West Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson, North Border, none of them have an issue with funding.
Yeah.
They're getting, as a matter of fact, those schools aren't losing kids in droves.
They're gaining them. Well, Thompson, they're full now because of how many people have pulled their kids out of school and put them in Thompson.
Sacred Heart across the river in Minnesota now.
Yeah.
They're getting Grand Forks school, public school kids. They're up 7%, and last I heard, and they're at capacity, by the way, and last I heard Riverside Christian School, now this I can't verify, but is up 10%.
Wow. Doesn't surprise me, though.
Those kids came right out of our districts.
Yep.
Well, we're going to need to build more schools, too, though, because of all
good,
the
you know what? And good on them.
Across the border.
I don't have, I've got high 40s percentage of custody for my two, so I don't have that bullet in my gun.
Yep.
My ex-wife would have to agree. And I think I got her about halfway there, but she's not there yet. So I don't get to exercise that option yet. But I'm happy for the folks that are now homeschooling their kids in co-ops. That's a super creative, amazing way to do it.
Yep.
Get some, you know, get some real education.
You know, this is honestly, before we end this is the thing that really, really pisses me off about this is that I don't want my child to wear a mask in school. Just like the majority of parents. And the reason that I haven't pulled her out of school, well, also I get the kind of custody thing, but she wants to be with her friends.
Yep,
same I know.
My daughter.
She wants to be with her friends. She wants to go to school.
So it feels like you're punishing them a second time, and it's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
And to reiterate on what I said there at that meeting, it violates the Nuremberg Code. Mm-hmm. My kids aren't of the legal age of consent to be told, you know, this mask is kind of like not a tried and true process yet. We're still trying to figure out whether or not they're good or not.
And it's a mandate. It's not a law.
It's an experiment. That's the word I was looking for. Well, in the defined definitions of the Nuremberg Code, I mean, right in Section 1, without the legal capacity to being in an experiment, it's illegal. Well, this whole thing is an experiment.
End of story.
Even the medication is experimental. So to even throw into that, like, to violate the Nuremberg Code, touche, friends.
They don't care.
Good job.
They don't care.
No, they'll be covered.
No, they don't care. Their policy, just like their policy where they can't respond to people that are asking them questions.
But that's where I'm going to step right back to what I said before, is the strength in community is greater than they are. We're the legs under this table. Just come to the middle. Everybody meet together under the same basic principles of freedom, and their table falls over and their game is done.
Yeah. And you know what? In some communities, it's happening. I just saw the other day, Fargo was going to revisit it with another vote, and it took literally 4 people up for recall election for them to finally revisit it because they want to keep in their position of power. These people never had power before. They've got a little bit of it now. I think it's more about power than money, to be honest with you.
Well, with power comes money, I guess, yeah.
I think these are basically yes bitches.
Yeah.
You know, that not across the board. I'm not speaking about every school board member.
Some of them are driven by fear. They don't want to stand up to Brenner.
100%. And that was the point I tried to make earlier. There are 2 school board members in Grand Forks that I'm very fond of.
Yep.
And I believe that they are being bullied, pushed around, whatever word you want to use.
Those 2 that do feel similarly the way that we do, I'm going to look at camera.
I don't know how they feel.
Get a hold of me. Please sit down and let's have coffee. I love golf. Let's go golfing together. You want to fish? That is my favorite thing to do. Let's go talk about this. Let's stand up together because I'll stand behind you. I will. Like concrete, I will be your backbone. Get a hold of me. Anybody that wants to get a hold of me, please do. Please. Let's do this.
Well, I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very easy to find. I'm on the radio all the time. I'm on this show. I'm the landlord for probably a couple of thousand folks in town. I'm going to be on the ballot for county commission. My phone number is on my Facebook page, even against the suggestions from basically everybody I've ever met. I just left it there. Figured, if somebody wants to get a hold of me, they can.
Yep.
You know, and so I'll take all comers as well. I'm right there with you, Adam. Yep. Adam, thank you so much, Paul. If you want to hit the music here, buddy. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course.
It's been a fun podcast, lots of laughs, but it was a serious topic. And with that, folks, we are going to wrap it up. Common Sense Uncensored with Adam Nordenstrom and your host, Mark Rusted. Thanks, folks.